This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Did you hear that statistic that Gallup put out that it was a pretty shockingly high number of millennials? It was like, I want to say 75 to 80% had a hard time distinguishing between news headlines.
Oh, yeah?
Just like news and an ad.
Like BuzzFeed?
Yeah. Like they couldn't distinguish what was an ad and what was news.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And at first I was like, oh, that's ridiculous. These stupid kids don't know what they're doing. But like, part of me thinks that
maybe
it's just because all the news is so, like, propaganda, you know?
It's all bad.
Like, any news station...
There's no safe way to receive information.
There's not, yeah.
There's no sure way,
yeah.
Necessarily.
Any news station is, like, 5% fact and 95% innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all it is. Like, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly...
It's all through personal observation. That's the only way we can learn. I mean, not necessarily. Like, I trust education system to an extent, but even then, like, history books and stuff, it's, like, all selected reading.
Who wrote it?
It's all selected reading, like, you know? But, like, if you're able to observe and hands-on it yourself, then, like, okay, that's probably the number one way to learn. Number two is through experience of another person, maybe?
Yeah.
But then even that starts to get cloudy.
Well, the memory's a funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, your brain just switches things on you.
You remember things as fact
that didn't really happen that way.
My geology professor was talking about how he wishes our brains would be like computers. We could just go in and like delete files we don't want, because he remembers things like cartoon jingles from when he was like 5 years old on the television, but he can't remember
those.
He can't, like, the joke he was using. Obviously he remembers this, but he says, I wish I could just forget the cartoon jingle that I learned when I was like 5 and maybe remember something more important, like my daughter's name or my daughter's birthday. I mean, obviously he probably knows his daughter's name and his birthday, but he just did his joke. Everybody laughs, like, ha ha, like, whoa. He wishes our brains were programmable, I guess, or like a hard drive. He's like, oh, my hard drive is like, oh, get him a new one. Like, just wipe it. He recently has been starting to go on rants where I think he lets his mouth slip a couple of times, because he's like a very open guy, because he likes to be funny, but he feels like he needs to tell the whole class when he's being funny.
Yeah.
He feels like he's got to let them know, like, I need to hold up a sign, like, Wile E. Coyote, like, oh, I'm just joking right now.
Yeah.
This is a joke.
Because
he started talking about how, like, oh, man, when I was young, I was so stupid. I did drugs and alcohol, but I'm good now, and blah, blah, blah. And he feels like he needs to clarify that.
Yeah.
Obviously, he probably shouldn't be letting that slip, but I can't remember what topics bring him into that specifically, but it's kind of funny how he just feels the need to, like, clarify, like, or justify.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, just to let everybody know, oh, hey, like, calm down. Like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to trigger anybody, I guess, is the thing. That's the thing. He doesn't want to trigger anyone. He doesn't want to, oh, these kids are going to freak out.
Yeah.
I better let them know that I'm just joking.
Yeah. My parents are going to call me.
Out of college, right? Oh, that's another thing. Last time I was here, I told you about how somebody was talking about, I can't remember who it was, but yeah, parents going in to job interviews with their 25-year-old son or daughter. I don't know. Whatever. How does that even happen? I need my mom here for moral support.
Yeah.
But she's going to let you know
when I get thirsty.
All of my achievements.
I'll need my mom's teat when I get thirsty.
What? No kidding. She's got my resume all tidied up. But that's the thing. Like, we've been made that way.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, we are responsible to a certain extent for our own actions and our own lifestyle.
Yeah.
But we've been cultured, or whatever is it, like, like culture a petri dish sample of bacteria, right?
Yeah.
We've been cultured into that form.
Yeah.
We've been
into a safe space.
We've been made that way. We've been manipulated into a safe space.
Yeah.
And technology isolating us does even more to it.
It's like, it's so weird. There's a, like, that nervous habit where you're just walking down the road and somebody's coming down the same way and it's like, oh my god, I don't want to make eye contact, I'll just get my phone out. You have to, like, look at your phone, you know? It's so weird.
I've done that, but more so with, like, exes, you know? Like, it was last year. Like, a whole year ago, I was on my bike. I had sunglasses on, thankfully, but I was just like, oh, freak, that's her. Like, oh my god, just keep riding.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see, like, out of the corner of my eye, she turns her head, but I'm just, like, pedaling away, like, doo-doo-doo, like, around the corner, like, woo, see ya, didn't see ya. I don't know, like, that's the only time I really do that. Or if, like...
You don't get that? Like, that...
Not necessarily. I guess it's because I'm on campus all day, so I just, like, walk to my class, walk back to my class. Oh, yeah. I guess I kind of get it when I'm sitting in a class and some guy sits, like, two or three seats next to me. And I'm just like... like, what are you doing? Go away.
Or if somebody takes the urinal right next to you.
Oh, I know. I was like, I'm just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
No.
You got that pee spot, like, you just have to look forward.
I was going into a stall because I had to take a dump. I had to go number two, right?
Yeah.
And this is, like, the dilemma. I go in there. There's a guy in the three stalls, right? One stall, two stall. Number three is, like, handicap. Mm. So I'm like, oh, fudge. Should I take the handicap stall or not? There's a guy in stall one. Stall two is middle, empty. And I'm like, freak, what if, like, a handicap guy comes in and, like, I'm going to be here a while, right? So I pull a move. I'm like, this guy's probably finishing up. He'll stand up any second. I go in, sit down. Sure enough, this guy, like, he doesn't do anything else. He just, whatever he does, gets up and leaves. I'm like, sweet. Now I'm in the middle stall. Handicap? Non-handicap. Guy comes in, walks over, and gets in stall number one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? I was like, I guess it's the only stall, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I'm like halfway through my demons. This guy, I could tell just by what way he came in and the way he was talking that he was handicapped. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I feel good for not taking the handicap stall, but he didn't even need it.
Yeah.
I could have been in that stall. It had its own sink and everything. I was just like, dang it. So this guy next to me is just, I guess it's a bathroom, you don't have to be courteous, but like, unleashes, and I'm like, okay, I gotta get out of here before he sees my face. So I just get up and leave, and I'm like, I'm done. This is it. I did my good deed for the day, and it didn't even go recognized.
I love the scene in South Park where Butters is in the bathroom, and he's like, oh, Jesus, how about a courtesy flush? And then your cart, and he's like, fuck you, Butters.
He didn't know who he was, though.
Yeah.
There's really funny vines. I don't know why, but, like, videos are good. I never got into Vine all that much, but, like, there were a couple of ones that were really funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like, one of them was, like, when you recognize your friend's shoes in the stall next to you. It's like, the guy next to him is like, David? He's like, Jerry? I'm like, dude, oh! You know? Just, I never really do that, because I'm not in the stall ever with anybody, but
you
see people on campus, and you're like, oh, that's my friend.
Yeah.
Or you see people just out in public, even like, hey, how have you been? Ran into a girl at a pizza joint, and she was working there, and I just started going, hey, where have you been? Like, just ran into her out of the blue. It was really crazy, because I was talking with my friends up in at school with it. And she was working there, and I was like, I haven't seen you in a while. You haven't been back to school. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just down here working, trying to make money for tuition. I was like, that's cool. Let's go do something. I don't know. It's kind of weird just running into people.
Yeah.
Especially, like, it's like a deja vu. Like, you talk about them, and then all of a sudden you see them.
Yeah.
Or, like, you learn something new, and then you see it everywhere. Learn a new word, and then everybody starts using it.
We're in a simulation, man.
It's a matrix.
Yeah.
It's you the know, matrix.
They were thinking about doing a Matrix reboot, but as a TV show. Well, not even a reboot. Like,
that would be pretty good.
Yeah,
I'd watch it.
Yeah. But they were like, they kind of took inspiration from Rogue One, and they were like, it doesn't even have to have Neo. Like, it could just be like a whole
Yeah, just
storyline.
Maybe even before Neo shows up, like yeah, how yeah, whatever
they could do
happened.
Anything they want with it. Really. Mm-hmm. It'd be pretty interesting.
Neo's pretty lame in the third movie, anyway.
Yeah, I really only like the first one.
I really love the first one. The first one was really good. The second one was only good for its fighting. The storyline was jacked, and then the third one was garbage.
Yeah, it's hot garbage.
Third one, I could just. I think everybody agrees the third one's the worst, unless it's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's a good series.
Yeah.
Really.
I just like the Tolkien world. Yeah. Everything, Middle-earth.
It's fascinating.
I need to get my hands on the Silmarillion. That big, thick book.
Copy.
I know that several of my roommates from last year, they took a Tolkien and C.S. Lewis class.
Really?
That is dope. It's like, I think it was a philosophy class, but they took Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. They had to buy like an entire library of books.
Wow.
I guess, well, C.S. Lewis is the Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe, right?
Yeah.
That whole thingy.
Yeah.
That whole series. And obviously he's got more. I don't know what else he's got.
Well, he has a lot of Christian writings, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. And then Tolkien was another one. I don't know what the two contrast or how they...
Huh.
Maybe they don't contrast. Maybe they, like, piggyback off of each other or something. But I don't know. I didn't take the class. My roommates did. And they liked it. I'd take it if I had a free credit, but I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of cool classes like that, but they don't get you anywhere. They're just good.
Yeah.
If you're willing to invest the money.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if I had a liberal arts degree, I'd have more free time. But I'd also...
No job.
All my money that I spent on my classes, how am I going to make that back up?
Yeah. I saw this shocking statistic that was like about 50% of college students think that their student loans are going to be forgiven.
When?
No, they're not.
When? Those are the ones. Those are the only ones that roll over after you die.
Yeah.
They go to your family.
Yeah.
Like other debt?
You're not getting out of
that. No way.
No.
Other debt, when you die, it's, what are they going to do? Come after who?
Yeah.
Maybe your wife.
Yeah.
I don't know. But no.
It's crazy.
Student debt follows whoever is in your birth line, or whatever you want to call it, your lineage.
Yeah.
Hey, son, I left all this debt for you.
And education is so important, too.
It's impressive. Like I was saying, the degrees. You need a degree for this. You need a degree for that.
Yeah.
You got a degree? You got a degree? Here, have a degree.
Yeah.
I feel like I would... you know, the Robin Williams, right? He says, like, what is it? Like, the music and the arts... They're like, of course they're not going to get you anywhere in life. The freaking science and physics and everything and, like, engineering, it's the building blocks of society and it's very important. It, like, it's what helps quality of life, right?
Yeah.
But the reason we live is because of the music and the art and the blah and the blah. That's why we really live. That's what we live for.
Well, I think the people who work the hardest in society are people in sciences and people in the arts.
Definitely.
Like
they worked hard in different aspects.
Yeah. But it's like the same just the same working your ass off all day.
Two sides of a coin.
Yeah.
Yin yang.
That's, I don't know.
I just feel like I could not do that.
Yeah.
Liberal arts degree, I could not do that.
Yeah, I
love music, I love art, I love all that jazz, but I couldn't do that for a living.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just have that fear. I think everybody lives in that fear, like, oh, I'm not going to have enough
uncertainty.
Money.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have enough proof of my effort or work.
Yeah.
That's all money is.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to move this table for you from here to there, and you're going to give me something that represents the value of that
my time spent doing this
for you.
Yeah.
That's all money is.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to design something amazing. It's got lots of little flashing lights on it, and it moves electrons from here to there, but it also does all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Pay me lots and more money for that. Lots and lots and lots of money. Billions.
Yeah, I'm kind of there right now. Like, I'm getting real sick of my job, but, like, I got two kids.
Was it UPS or something like that?
No,
I forget.
It's
you don't have
for
to for the podcast.
It's yeah. I just for the work podcast. For a bank in a lockbox. I just go through mail all day.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, I started doing that. I was like, wait, I gotta be more like obscure generic. Because yeah. I started talking about school, and I'm like, I'm not gonna say where. I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah.
That's but a hard habit to get into.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's what editing's for. But I got a promotion, but no pay raise.
That blows. What's the point? I guess less work, maybe? Maybe you're it's not working?
Work. Oh, no, it's more. I got more responsibilities and the same pay. Bullshit, man.
That is.
Bullshit.
They're like, we want you to work like a manager, but get paid like a grunt.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And work my ass off, too, because I need to get out of there.
Is it hourly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not even on salary pay. It's ridiculous.
Those are the best jobs. I love them. They're the only jobs I've ever had. But I need the money now.
Yeah.
It's my money, and I need it now. My grandpa goes through that jingle every day. Well, I don't see my grandpa every day, but every time I see him, he says it.
Yeah.
Call J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash now.
Isn't that weird, though? Like, you associate sound bits with people. Do you get that?
With my grandpa?
I do. Like with anybody. Like, you see somebody and just, like...
Freak, yeah.
Think back to, like, a...
Or taste. Taste, smell, sound.
Yeah.
All our senses. Maybe even touch. I don't know about touch yet. I touched a cactus once. Ever since.
Was not pleasant.
I tried to eat the freaking fruit of the cactus. They call it a tuna. And I don't know what it is, in all honesty, in English. But they call it a tuna. And it's like the red strawberry-looking thing on the top. Well, it's purple-looking with the flower. But you cut it open and you take the small, very thin sliver needles off of it.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the cactus has really thick, hard needles that are easy to avoid. This one has like almost like fiberglass needles. Mm. They're the worst. I tried cutting them off with a regular knife. I don't think I did it right. But I peeled the whole thing, took all the needles off, and ate it. And I got like splinters in my mouth. Mm. It's still really good though. Yeah. And there was a guy, a native, who did it for us.
Oh, okay.
And his tasted better. I think I picked the one that wasn't quite ripe. Mm. I mean, it was the same color, but it was just... I didn't freeze it in a freezer.
Mm.
Mine was warm, picked right off of a stupid cactus.
Mm.
His was like in the freezer, and it was like all sugary and and sweet.
Well, freezing actually accentuates things.
Mm-hmm.
Like with broccoli sprouts, if you freeze them, you get... Like,
yeah.
I think it's something crazy, like 4 times more of the whatever it is you're trying to get out of it. I can't remember what the actual...
I'm no biologist, but I'm curious to see what happens when you freeze it. I'm sure, like, as the water expands, maybe it, like, pushes nutrients out.
I think it's from the ice crystals just kind of breaking it up. And it just kind of...
Yeah, something.
Breaks it up a little bit more.
Stupid cactus.
I thought that was called, like, the heart of the cactus or something.
It
like
I don't know. It depends on the species or what. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. I don't know where I remember.
It probably is. But it depends on the cactus.
Yeah.
Like, this cactus I was on was, like, those ones, like, those flat hand-shaped ones, you know?
Oh,
where they just grow a bunch of, like...
Little
yeah, yeah. They're called nopals or something like that.
Mm. Oh, the little top, little flowery bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always imagine in the... You know, the classic...
Yeah, the big one that looks like a dude, if you put a hat on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those don't exist.
Really?
Not really.
Hmm.
I mean, that's more northern...
More like Texas.
Arizona, Texas, probably. I didn't see any of those, necessarily. I probably did, I just don't remember. I saw a couple Roadrunners, though, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah, first time I've ever seen them.
That's cool.
They're weird looking.
Yeah.
They're not as fast as a coyote, either.
Yeah.
Coyotes eat those by like the dozens.
I see coyotes up here all the time. I'm just
kind
of coming up the road and I just do like a double take.
There's something in Utah. My neighbors were doing it and they tried to have me tag along a couple of times, but there's like a tag for coyotes where if you like kill them and take their ears or something like that, because that's how they identify them, and a couple of other things, I don't know what specifically, you can get paid by coyote, per coyote.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they do hunting, which by tags and get paid for it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that you have to even register or anything. You just go out and like kill 5 or 6 dogs and then bring them back.
You should have to register.
There was a website and they're like, hey, like, put your email on and that's it.
Weird.
That's the way I remember it back like 5, 6 years ago. Mm. I don't know if it's still even ongoing.
Yeah.
I just know that like even if you go up to like sheep herders or sheep farmers, sometimes they'll pay you. They're like, hey, thanks for killing that predator.
Demon dog.
I mean, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, they have a vested interest.
Predators have to be kept in check too.
Yeah. You know what they do in Australia for population?
No
wildlife
idea.
Control? Man. So.
They gas them?
I can't remember
by
if it was
hordes?
Either Australia or where they filmed...
New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand. Where they filmed... New Zealand, New Zealand.
I want to go there one day.
I can't remember. One of them was like, they wanted to make it like a... where people retire and you can just go like hunt game. Like a resort kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
It was either New Zealand or Australia. And then the other one was they just kept introducing species to handle the population of another species.
Kind of like the freaking Colorado River.
They did that there? Did they do it with wolves?
Like, no, the Colorado River has like insects and plants. It's more insect plant based, but it's not like actual
animals. They like introduce different species there, okay. But anyway, they brought deer to Australia. There's no predators there, so the deer just rampantly just reproduce.
Did they wipe out some kind of vegetation?
No, because they keep it under control.
Okay.
But there's not enough hunters to go out. So what they do is hop in a chopper and gun them down.
Oh, I think maybe I have heard this.
Yeah. And they don't process the meat or anything, just let it rot.
Awesome. Crazy, that's good for the soil, though.
Yes, yeah. It's just
soil, nuts. Then the vegetation, and then more deer.
Yeah. I thought that was crazy.
I think it's interesting. I mean, like, we say that, like, we introduce species into areas, and we do. But, like, even just, like, nature itself has that whole, like, natural selection going on. So it's not necessarily... even influenced by us.
Yeah.
Like, we are definitely influencing it to a degree.
Sure.
Very hardcore.
Yeah.
But it still happens.
Yeah.
Like, where were we when the dodo bird went extinct?
Yeah. Well, like, 98% of the species that have ever lived on Earth are extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do we really need endangered species? Like, I don't know.
Unless
if you get
like
rid of
vital.
One species and another species is going to crop up, you know.
Yeah.
Like, are we stopping progress from having endangered species? Or
well, it really just depends on the contribution, like what we value, what scale we put on, I guess, their importance.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I think they're going to start bringing back mammoths. I heard somewhere that they're going to start cloning them.
They can't clone them necessarily because, like...
Well, they found a good tissue sample with, like, legit DNA.
In my geology class the other day, we were talking about how cells and stuff, like Jurassic Park, somebody asked something stupid because we're learning about the Triassic and the Cretaceous periods and blah, 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 blah. Somebody asked something stupid like, oh, how long does tissue last? Like, is Jurassic Park real?
Oh, no.
Like can we get blood sample or anything? DNA has a half-life of like 450 years.
Well, what if it's frozen?
Even then.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm. I don't know if it's 450 years, but it was like short enough for me to believe like, okay, a mammoth frozen, or even just like a insect in amber or anything, like a dinosaur. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
DNA has a half-life and it's extremely short.
Hmm.
And that's the DNA, like freaking...
GTA.
What do they call it? Like a spiral...
Double helix.
There you go. Got it. Those things. They have a half-life that is small enough that I was like, okay, that's never possible. Unless, like, I froze a dog in my backyard and then, like, four or five generations down the road, they decided to unfreeze my dog. Yeah. Maybe then they could recover it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the same dog. That dog is frozen and it's dead.
Yeah.
There's no Austin Powers. Nobody's gonna steal your mojo.
Yeah.
We watched that the other day.
That's such a good, that's such a good show. Austin Powers is hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was getting stuff off of my other computer, and I found just like forgot I had movies on there. I got like Pineapple Express, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Borat.
Yes.
Oh man.
You got my photo from the Vegas White Castle, right?
No, you told me you went though.
I thought I
got pissed.
I thought I sent a picture. Because I took pictures.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You sent me some burgers. You sent me some of their sliders.
Dude, they're so gross.
Really?
They give me gas. I mean, they're freaking great if you want to get filled up.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the whole purpose. Mm. But they're, I mean, they taste good in your mouth for, like, the first three or four burgers.
Yeah.
And then you're full and you're like, why did I eat that?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. There's not really very many fast food burgers that are good at all.
Yeah.
Wendy's is all right.
Yeah, Wendy's is okay.
I stay away from McDonald's. Yeah. We usually try to go to Carl's Jr. before we donate plasma, so we can squeeze it through the tube, you know? Like, here's my freaking fries coming through the tube now, one at a time, single file.
Oh, man.
And then sometimes I'll give them Chinese. Maybe I'll give them a little bit of ramen.
Yeah.
That's all I got, man. Ramen.
Mm.
Ramen and hot dogs. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yeah.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yeah.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yeah.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yeah.